Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. I'm very excited because we have a very special guest today. His name is Dimitri. And before we begin, I just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors who are iHeartRadio and Speaker, and they help make this happen. So thanks so much, guys, for doing what you do. And Dimitri is a very has a very interesting business, and it's called The Gift of Giving. And he really wants to focus on bringing happiness and joy into people's lives. And his business is centered around helping people experience joy and happiness in their lives. And today he's going to go into the importance of why being happy and why bringing joy in other people's lives and not so much focusing on yourself, but focusing on others means a lot and can do a lot for someone in their own personal life. So, Dimitri, can you tell us why you've been so passionate about your business and why the gift of giving means so much to you?
So I guess I need to correct you. The name of the business is not Gift of Giving, it's giftbasketsoverseas.com.
Right.
The actual business idea came a while back when I immigrated from Eastern Europe and been living here for a few years, sending flowers back to my mom, and at some point my girlfriend, who was residing overseas, and I felt that I need to connect and keep relationships warm with my family as well as the romantic partner. I ended up using some services, and I didn't really enjoy the way it worked. It was a lot of hassle with doing it, and I figured, why don't I try creating my own service that will have a lot more emotion, a lot more connection in it, and something that will be easy to do cross-border. That's how I came to creating initially a flower business called Good Choice Flowers, but eventually segueing that into giftbasketsoverseas.com.
Wow, and I'm sure a lot of people take to it because it's very hard a lot of times to really connect with people overseas. It's hard to send things. It could be very difficult at times. I have a whole family who lives in Europe, so I know how it feels when you have to send things back and forth to each other. And I love the concept. What type of gift baskets do you make?
So actually, any kind, anything that can fit in a basket can be found on our website. So can that be more traditional things such as chocolates, fruits, gourmet items, but also wine, champagne, alcohol gifts, stuff like that. So it's sort of whatever is culturally appropriate in whatever country we have that. So we do try to go by both the availability within each particular country and also the cultural norms that exist in each area, because we service the world. US and Europe are somewhat similar with some variations of products, but if you think about other countries in Asia, for example, or Africa, the customs there vary quite a bit. So whatever we offer there would be, quite a bit different sometimes than that of the Western Hemisphere.
It's so important, I think, sometimes, it's not all about the gift, but it's about the thought that really matters. I think people, when they are given a gift, it helps make them feel appreciated. And I think, when they, and also, it brings joy. It brings a sense of happiness because this person took the time to actually do something, kind. And it's so important to have kindness and gratitude in your life. And I think, your business kind of helps bring that to a reality, to and brings it to the surface where you can actually be able to, help people, connect with each other and, do something kind, and another person expresses gratitude. And it seems like you could really work on connecting better bonds with people when you do things like this.
For sure, Stacey, you nailed it by saying that exact thing. That's exactly what keeps us going. Wake up every morning. We have about 120 people working in the company, and everyone is supercharged by that idea. We often say that we don't attach a greeting card to a basket. We actually attach a basket to a greeting card, because the greeting card is what conveys the meaning of the gift, is
Yes.
what comes as an expression of your emotion, and that is really what what matters to the recipient, and then whatever the basket is and gift that is attached to the card is somewhat secondary, but the thought is what matters. At some point, we had a discussion with the management team a few years back, and somewhere in the middle of us understanding what it is that we do. And the discussion was like, are we a gift basket company? And at some point, we realized we are more of a relationship building company, because when we answered the question, what exactly we do, we realized it comes back to this. I'm not sure if you heard, but I'm sure some of your listeners must have heard of the Harvard study, where that is a 100-year-old study where they discussed and studied many, many families from very poor neighborhoods of Boston to some richer areas. And they realized that one thing that stand out wasn't the financial well-being of families, but a lot more was the connection between people, that those that had longest connections and the most lasting and meaningful connection, they lived longer and had healthier and happier lives. And so when we realized that this is really where we come handy, and connecting people that are far away, far apart for whatever reason, and we can make those connections warmer despite the distance, we really make that impact of connecting people and having them connect better and more in a more meaningful way. And that's really what makes people live longer and actually be happier. So we actually feel that we're playing a big part in that. So.
Oh, most definitely. When they did studies also, they saw that 70% of stress caused illnesses. And when you're happy and you bring happiness and joy into other people's lives, you could really decrease that stress in your life, because you're now not focusing on negativity, but you're focusing on positivity. You're focusing on the person who is now, showing some positive emotion and giving, giving you a moment where you could actually feel that sense of bonding, that sense of trust, that sense of love, and it definitely can increase the longevity of someone's life. Is there a special passion that drew you to this? Is there a reason, behind it? Was there any stories that really motivated you growing up that you got to the point where you wanted to make a difference, besides what you shared before?
I guess, and to some degree, I would say the childhood memories of receiving gifts. I've been an only child for the first 8 years of my life, and I think so most of the gifts that came to the family, I was certainly receiving those first until my little brother was born. So I think that helped. But also in general, at some point, me transitioning into gift giver, I think, and realizing this is actually a lot more pleasant than receiving them. And since then, I've probably given a lot more gifts than I have received. I still love to receive them, but giving is gives me a huge pleasure. So somehow that sort of experience, naturally prepared me for loving that process and enabling others to do that just as much.
I think when you give a gift, it's really exciting, because you see the if you you know you either that person, if they're far away from you, that phone call that you get, or being in the same room and they open that gift, just the and for you do a lot of gift giving overseas, so just when that person connects and receives that gift and maybe picks up the phone to say thank you, the excitement of that person's voice or the appreciation, in their voice, means a lot. And you can feel that spur of happiness, because you just made another person happy. And a lot of times it's not so much about receiving, it's about giving, because that's what really makes the world go round. It's if you focus on doing for others and giving to others and trying to make others happy, automatically things will good happen to you. But when you're bringing happiness in other people's lives, it's the best feeling in the world, I think.
For sure. And sometimes you become, unavoidably you sort of enter people's lives by providing this service. And you learn about the stories that you are being part of. That's amazing. The kind of things that we sometimes witness where our gifts actually allow people to stay closer and eventually form families. Like we've seen people that were sending flowers one another and chocolates, and then eventually get married, and then sending gifts to mothers-in-laws and so on back in same countries when they got reunited. So things like that. We had some very interesting romantic stories, but also stories of families that were apart, where our gifts helped them stay closer, and some really sad stories too, where we, a gentleman was sending one comes to mind where a gentleman from Germany was sending flowers to someone in Ukraine, and then that person, a lady, was receiving flowers at her home, but then eventually in the hospital, and eventually she actually passed away, unfortunately, and this, and he was sending flowers to her grave. So stories like that, where you really feel like you're part of something really sacred and meaningful, but at the same time would be sad. So is life. So those kind of stories, they make impact and help us do what we do.
It's nice because you're keeping a connection between people. You're able to be able to have people, have that connection, have that moment where they can you can purchase something that you know that is very special either to you or will be very special to that other person, and you're able to continue that connection so you don't lose it, and a lot of times even in the military, receiving gifts when you're away and you're serving in the military, means a lot also when you have someone you love, share something or send you something. A lot of them, really anticipate on those little gifts because they kind of miss the people that they're far away from, when they're in their transitions. And so having a company like yours is really powerful because a lot of times you don't see many companies that actually, service overseas. Most of the time it's within the states or within their area.
For sure, Stacey. Yeah, we have a lot, quite a few military customers, either military families or someone serving overseas, either stationed in a particular military base or just living and working overseas, and they far away from their families, and care packages come a long way. Although they do appear to come a long way in a dual meaning, but actually, and with our model, they don't have to come a long way because we have a local connection in each country. So our business model allows us to make a delivery within day or between day and 3 days from the time the order is placed,
Oh,
which is
wow.
also nice. Not only on the website, it can be done on the app, mobile app that we have, Gift Baskets Overseas, available on Android or iPhones. So it can be done fairly easily by just if you go today and then place an order. It can be there as early as tomorrow, or in some countries, 2 or 3 days, depending on where the person is. Military sometimes is a little bit harder to get to the army base because there's a clearance process and the post office takes longer. But generally, that may take a bit longer. But overall, 2 to 3 days is a typical for almost any location worldwide that we service.
Wow. So do you service all over the world or do you service to the European countries or are there
Yeah,
specific areas?
all over the world. That's a great question. So yeah, Europe is certainly a very popular place in general to send gifts to for our American customers, but we do have quite a few customers not only in the US but worldwide, and locations where we service, really it's everywhere in the world. We do not service, probably easier to say where we cannot service. We do not service Cuba, we do not service North Korea. We do not service Iran, but we do service the majority of the world, and anywhere in Asia, we are able to deliver gifts in China, Japan, South Korea, basically think about everywhere in Latin America. We do service Caribbean, no problem. Obviously, North America, easy, anywhere in the US, Canada, and Mexico, and Australia and New Zealand, islands over there, Africa, majority of the countries of Africa. We probably don't service a couple of countries that are in the war right now and have certain regimes we are not able to work with. But
Yes.
generally, majority of the continent as well, African continent. So really, if you like, take a darts and shoot it in the map, very unlikely you're gonna get to the place where we don't service, unless you hit the ocean, which there's no.
Now, how long have you been doing this? How long has this business been in existence?
So my first foray into gifting was in 2002, and that was with flower, mostly flower delivery. But today it's more gift baskets, as well as corporate gifts. We also have quite a few corporate customers that use us. So gift basket business was started in 2007. So that's sort of a next stage, and we kind of segued into both corporate and consumer since then. So it's been about, well, 2007, 2025, what's around 18 years now in gift basket space, and 23 years in gifting in general. Yes, it's been a while.
Wow, that's great. That's very exciting. I love the idea of keeping connection because it's so important because sometimes we lose connection with people we love and because we get so busy in our day-to-day lives and so, sometimes life just, we just get disconnected. We forget what's important to us and we get so involved in the our daily responsibilities that we kind of lose contact with, people who are have played such a meaningful role in our lives. And it, it's so easy just to be able to go on an app or go on the computer and spend like, just a few minutes just scrolling and just picking something out and maybe writing a few words on a card and something like that could keep a connection, and keep the fire going and keep the happiness and the joy in each other's lives and that closeness, and that's very important because everybody needs somebody in their life. And, it's very, if we could just take a few moments, of our time, just to let someone know that I'm thinking of you, I care about you, you mean something to me, that can really be something that could change people's lives. It's just a few minutes, and the mindset of somebody is so powerful. If you realize someone's thinking about you, someone cares about you, someone took the time out to just, to order you a basket or order you something, it's like we said, it's not the physical present. It's the meaning behind it, which means I care about you. I'm thinking about you. You mean something to me.
That's a very powerful message, Stacey, and exactly why sometimes the message wants, needs to be sent right this moment. And we in fact have this digital version of what we do, where a person, say, wants to send the basket today and then missed a birthday, or they perhaps wanted to say, "I'm thinking of you right now," but there's really no way to physically make a basket right this second and get it there. Teleported them. But there is a digital version of that where we allow to send a gifty link, which is sort of saying, "I sent you a basket just now. It's coming in a day or two. Be on the lookout." So this is like a message of thinking of you right now. This is it. It's coming. Hey. So that's exactly right. That's what people want to say by sending gifts. And it is not about corporate, personal, or any particular occasion. It's human, and there's no B2B, B2C. It's H to H. This is really the new way of looking at this. It's a human to human connection, two people connecting to one another.
Exactly. Now, where could people find your app? Like, where can everybody, if they're interested in participating and maybe giving somebody overseas, a gift, or even somebody, I'm sure that you deliver also in the United States. So if someone in the United States wants to give a gift.
Definitely. Yeah, the U.S. is a big space for us, and a lot of customers sending within the U.S. as well. So anywhere in the United States, of course, including Alaska and Hawaii, we do service. So yeah, they can go to giftbasketsoverseas.com. It's plural, basketsoverseas.com. Either on the website, www.giftbasketsoverseas.com, or very easy to find us on the App Store by searching Gift Baskets Overseas as one word or three words, and we'll be right there, both iPhone and Android, and they can grab that, and we're happy to offer an exclusive discount to listeners of your podcast, Stacey. So the coupon will be Advisor15, spelled as just the word Advisor with the number 15 at the end. That's going to offer 15% off to anyone looking to place an order this month. Actually, next month. It's going to be within the next 30 days, so basically anytime in April.
I love it. I love it. Now, if you had to focus on today's conversation, you really want to emphasize on some important factors. What are some things you really like to tell the audience?
Well, I think if you want to say something, you want to say don't wait, right? I mean, the time is always almost up, right? And so let's not wait, and tell it when you feel it, and we hope there's always a way. Just send a message, right? It doesn't have to be a gift. Just send a message, make a call, really, and connect. And we're just one of the ways to do it, and don't wait and make it happen. Just tell someone you care. I think that's what matters.
Yes, I agree with you completely. Now, can you tell everybody where they can find you again?
Again, it's online. It's a www.giftbasketsoverseas.com or on the App Store by searching Gift Basket Services. I'm happy to provide a QR code if that's something you can publish alongside the podcast.
Yes, and do you have are you available on social networks as well?
Of course, yes. So on the Facebook, it's Gifts Overseas. Handle is Gifts Overseas, and Twitter as well. LinkedIn, I guess Instagram as well. So we are kind of everywhere. So if I was to talk about our Instagram handle, I believe it's also, let me just double check here. It is gifts_overseas on Insta. And on Facebook, it's just Gifts Overseas, one word.
I love it. I love it. Well, this has been amazing. And is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation before we go?
No, just wanted to thank you, Stacey, for giving me a chance to connect with your audience and having me join. Appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, this has been amazing. I love what you do. I think it's very important that people take the time out to share appreciation and being kind to others. I think in today's world, we're lacking kindness and we're lacking gratitude. I think people, don't take the time out. They're so busy with their own worlds that they don't take enough of time to think about what really matters. And unfortunately, a lot of times we find that, we don't realize how important other people in our lives are until it's too late. And we shouldn't let that happen. We should always take the time out and to treat the people around us who, that mean something to us, to do something special for them, and to just show them that that you're in their thoughts and that they mean something to you and that you care about them. And those things go a long way. And you just even sending one gift, that could last a very long time. The thought that that person cares doesn't leave their head. It stays. And so you could make a lasting impression in someone's life just by taking a few minutes to do something nice, like a give a gift get basket.
Sure, for sure. Thank you, Stacey. And we have a goal of connecting about I think 2 million people by year 2030. So I think we are well on the way to that goal. So if you want to join and help us reach that goal, please order a basket. You can build one, custom one. You can also order from the catalog. So those are the options. We'll be happy to serve you.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Dimitri, for coming on the show today. And thank you for what you do. It's really, if more people showed, an act of kindness, the world would be such a different place. And I think your business itself, helps to demonstrate that act of kindness and help people, have that strong connection with the people who they care about. So thank you so much for what you do. I appreciate you.
Thanks again, Stacey. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.